Morning. So today we're celebrating Easter Resurrection Sunday, and you know, to the world it's just, and most kids, it's just candy and Easter egg hunts and all of that, but we know why we're really celebrating it. And you know, the first Easter didn't start out so happy for all of Jesus' followers, because they were still mourning his death, and they were still, I mean, I can imagine if you were there at that crucifixion, that you would be seeing that in your mind over and over and over, even just watching like Passion of the Christ, or even just thinking about it makes me get really teary. And so if you were there, I can imagine that they were still in such immense grieving and the wailing and the just mourning the loss of their, not just their friend who they loved, but the one they were following, their leader, their savior, the one for Mary Magdalene, the one who saved her from death. Literally, she was that close to being stoned. And for Peter, who had been so lost, and all these that he rescued from different places, and now he was gone, and what were they going to do? And everything he said to them probably was jumbled in their mind, and they were confused, and they were saying, but I thought, you know, I don't understand, and so confused. And then the women went to the grave and weeping and sad, and the angels were there, and they're saying, why are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here, right? The one you're looking for, he's not here. He's alive. And man, that moment of like despair just changed into extreme joy and excitement, and the faith was renewed. There is no other God, small g, that anybody follows that has done that or could do that, right? Raised from the dead. And there is no other capital G God, period. He is the one. And not only did he raise himself, but now bring it to this day. For our Resurrection Sunday, we have things that have died that we think are lost forever. 79th Street, or right now this building, maybe to some people still feels like they're grieving or mourning and thinking, what are we going to do? And we're confused. But you know what? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Stop digging in the grave and crying and covering yourself in ashes, and stop it. There's no death. He's alive. Whatever is inside of you that he's put inside of you that might feel like it died, it's alive. So stop grieving it. Stop acting like it's never going to happen, and let him spark your faith back to life. Because if he said it, it will happen. Because the only thing he can't do is lie. So if God said it, it's fact. That's it, right? Unless he's a liar, which he can't do, so there you go. So stop looking for that thing in death and in sadness, okay? So get up, and let's celebrate that our Savior's alive, that he is awesome, and that every promise he has spoken to us, everything he has said, is alive. There's no death.